Wait a minute.
Dear art people, how do we move away from our inequality and our injustice?
Our lives matter.
Our freedom matters.
Our freedom matters. Dear our people. Who's our people?
Tribe.
Tribes our people. Tribes family.
What's nope. Tribe?
Tribes frequency.
Find your family within your frequency.
Frequency, family, family's frequency, that's your tribe. You vibe in the vibrations and sounds that you give off. Like those that are listening to this, dear our people, as the trumpet plays in the background. How do you get your freedom? Get around people that's free.
Get aware. To get around your tribe, you gotta get aware. Get aware, you get empowered, and you get empowered.
Absolutely.
Elite motivation. Your local community motivator.
Hey, all the puns intended.
This is on my business card. Thank you.
Most welcome.
You bringing back the unity in our community.
Ja. that was very lit. Very channeled in spirit. and even paying attention more to our people. What frequency, tribe, family, raising your vibration of the awareness of the things that actually give you the sensations that matter from the inside out.
Yes, from the inside.
From the inside out.
And the only way that you can feel the inside is by loving yourself.
I said, I love myself. I said, C-E-L-L. P-H for the balance. P-H for the challenge. Definitely have to fall in love with yourself. And that self-awareness, you're talking about awareness, like you start becoming aware of your positives, your negatives, your talents, your powers, your abilities, the sensations or frequencies that you enjoy. Like, yo, the amount of Pisces that you have around you is lit and very comforting, because I am definitely a Pisces. But the amount of Aries around you is very intimidating, because they're slim to none. So it's like, it's interesting, the balance. So it's like, even with Taurus, it's like earth signs. Like, I only intend to do very intentional, earthy things with them. Bringing things from the non-physical to the earth, or bringing air into earth, because it's just like, if you try anything else, No. Just like how you said unity in the community.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are so grounded. It's lit. So it's like, once you learn the zodiacs or the elementals that go with the zodiacs. And that.
Yeah, because I have a lot of Leos around me, though.
Fire.
Yeah. So I do have fire around me. It's just not Aries.
Yeah, Aries is different fire. Like, Aries is definitely different than Leo, bro.
Yeah. It's,
even though they both
have a lot of creatives around me. You know what I mean?
Leo is definitely a creative enemy.
And you know what was interesting to find out is when you go into the natal chart, you get to see the deeper synchronicities that you have with your fellow tribe mates, because, you know, we're speaking about just our sun sign and not the zodiac sign for all the other planets, because all the planets were in a certain zodiac sign at your time of birth. So the importance of learning how to connect with people, like sometimes you're reflecting with someone because their ascendant is the same as your sun sign. You know, so it shows you why you reflect with them, because that's their outward demeanor.
And their qualities that you will fuck with because it's a part of your natal chart.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's why I wanted to do numerology for everyone that comes into my world.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
I give that stuff away freely because I want you to know how to identify with me. It's just like telling you how to speak to me.
Big facts.
Or how not to speak with me. Because I don't... I choose to look at natal charts to where this is things that I may have challenges with. So this is something to identify to be able to get past so that it doesn't reflect that. If it's something that's going to bring a low vibe. Or you know what to do in order to bring a high vibe.
To counter it. Like, yep. It's like the
counteract it.
That's the reflections. And even like, I love the fact that you were able to say that when you do the card readings, how to read the reverse along with it. Because
okay.
I started doing that with some of the card decks that I have. Because I want to, like you said, want to know if you're in a low vibe, what are the things that are happening around you? And then also knowing how to reflect that and put yourself into a high vibe. So that's big, even you being able to tie that into the natal chart. Like, natal chart is like, I read the energies of it, and then I read the words. I know how to read, right? So I share this with a lot of people. I know how to read, but I read energies way more than I read the words of stuff. Like, I have to focus to pay attention to English. Like, English is so, so very...
minimal.
Yes. So, like, that's why I even like the symbols. Like, even with all my artwork, like, I put the symbols in there because, like, how you said...
Can talk.
Job. So, being able to...
So, like, that should be the kind of shirts you make.
With the symbols?
Yeah.
I should.
Like, it's coming to me, like, with clouds, different symbols coming out of the way, like bubbles, clouds, and, like, this one's saying this one, and that one's saying that one.
Like, talking about, like, the talking bubbles?
Yeah.
Or a talking cloud, like a thought.
Yeah.
Lit. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my channel thought.
No, but even before the channel of the thought, like, once you start talking about astrology and natal charts, like, it automatically excites you. Like, I watch. Like, it's like, even that's the thing too. Like, you can tell who's genuine by they're not just doing this shit or talking about this shit just because they know it's something that you like. So I'm not that person.
But yeah.
When I try to be that person, like, my asshole comes out. And you be like, yo, I thought you was cool with this. And you're like, no. I know something about it, and I may try to fucking use it to be able to get cool. But that's lying. And deceit and deception fucking always backfires.
Yeah.
It always backfires. So it's just being integrity filled to know the natal chart. Like, even like when we was leaving Georgia, I was like, yo, I need to know your natal chart because I don't. I'm not. It ain't recollected. So it's like, I haven't read it, but I listened to it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then listening to it allowed us to even align even more. And like I said, being able to, you get to see more of me. There's still parts you haven't seen. Like, yo, today with the reading, and you was like, that makes sense. Yep, yes, it does. You, like, I don't spend time with people that I don't have those physical affinities to, but like physical affinities that can go to a non-physical affinity. Because like, they have to understand, like, just how you say that you don't allow people to talk to you a certain way or do certain things. I'm learning, like, yo, we don't either. Yo, we don't either, but we do it in a way where we go non-physically down, and I always say it, but it's like, now coming physically up is going to allow us to be in a position where it's felt way more.
Yes, exactly.
Felt way more. So, I love your affinities about astronomy and astrology.
Yeah, it's actually sparked me now that we've brought this thought to my head, and what you said that you liked about what I was saying, how I speak and I live what I am speaking about. It brought me back to when we went to the gods, the return of the gods, and we went into that astrology class. And I believe that one of the reasons why I'm not always quick to answer questions is because I'm always reading the situation. And I might have some questions, but those are the little quiet noises that you like. I'm trying to focus on like what's going on in another totality. And that's why I was saying like I gotta come back to you about like what I experienced, because this like really triggered me on a different level. So it's, here's your answer.
Ja, only, what is it, 20 days later? 19 days later. Yeah. Yo, I'm patient. 1.1 mile.
So, I feel like the thing that I was hoping to receive in that class was not just about astrology. Like, how can I...
You're getting off on this exit.
How can I incorporate that in my now moment? Like, how I was just incorporating the astrology connection for you and I.
Yes.
About the hierarchical. I feel like that is where our community is going to regain its connection once we really learn how to provide some insight along with some application. Immediate application. Like, I'm showing you how I'm making it work. It's just like how I eat healthy, no matter how, who's around. Like, I'm going to attempt to bring something that I am going to want to, that I'm going to be able to appreciate out of it.
Incorporate your high vibrations of what you're doing now. And I noticed that. And that's the thing, like, even with my palate getting...
Like, that incorporate my high vibration.
Yeah, absolutely. How my palate has shifted from not eating avocados to even not tasting Beyond Meat. Like, I had no physical desire to eat healthy. I eat whatever the fuck comes my way. I raise the vibes of it. I told you that.
Yep.
And I still
hear you do it sometimes.
Bruh, yes, I do it. But in the midst of that, you balance, because I know this vessel has to raise the vibration higher. Because in order for me to go to my new body, once I die to this vessel, like, even when, like, how Brianna tried to come at the 40-year-olds, we'll be 40 soon.
Yeah.
So, like, in that 40. New 40 body.
4 years.
Yeah, like in that new 40 body, but we're going to be the highest vibrating beings that we've ever been. We don't look nowhere near 40. So when when we tell them our age, like,
chilling with 21-year-olds on the weekend,
bro, and we were the party.
It wasn't on the weekend; it was on a Monday.
It was a fucking Monday, yo. But this COVID, like, you party any day of the week.
I mean, it has allowed me to be more social with people that care.
The facts
about themselves and their desires.
Big facts, because the only people that's allowing you around, or us, anyone's around, is people that they actually truly have an affinity.
Or that truly have a love for themselves and know how to progress during these times and raise their vibes.
Big facts, because they know.
Because we are frequency, and frequency is set on a certain vibrational level. And we'll do different things. We all learned this with those pebble thingies. You know what I don't know what those things are called. And the more it'll be on a sound booth.
Oh, you're talking about the sand?
Yes.
And the sound frequency, the test that they did. Yeah, yeah. Every octave
that
and every
rubber. That shit makes spaces.
Oh, yeah. It makes all types of things. And that's why even we talked when I went ham about the sound. The sound, that's why Aquanet goes dope with our sound. So we are frequency, and we come around, we make people vibe, even without touching them.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I watched that happen. Like, even, like, every time I recognize Jessica's abilities.
I've seen so many universities.
Bruh, yes, tons. This is where we got it. They need our energy. These are the people in the streets.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, we go right where we supposed to go. It's divine so timing.
Funny. You were like, let's just go to universities. I'm like, I've seen at least 6 universities.
Dope ass universities too. Not just regular. Not regular Dagger. You was about to go to Duke?
Right. You exactly.
She was about to go to Duke. Good
audible. North Carolina. Why not go to Duke?
Yeah, we can go to Duke on the way back. Down south. Yo, time has literally flown by when you tune into your frequency. Like, yeah. That's, and this is the thing.
You spent the whole day on the road.
Yeah, but we was learning, we was building, we was talking truths. We wasn't bullshit. Even like with the DRI people.
No bullshits?
No bullshits. I mean, we had some sheets.
Some
sheets and giggles. But like, the entirety is getting to the place where we understand how and where. Like I said, we're going to blow carbonation mind. You know they're going to be there. That's why they're coming back on to motherfucking.
That'd be nice.
They got a lot of African people that are in the country now to meet and pull together. Yo, I don't talk about a lot of the shit that I see and dream about. That's why when we woke up, I was like, yo, you know they was in our dream, right? Like, they hop on the stars and they play around and it's dope. But like, our truth to be able to, like, his tribe ain't never gonna see anybody, me, male and female, talk to him the way we about to talk to them. And then it's gonna either be split or it's gonna be all together. But whatever we see, we ready. Like, we ready. Let's go.
We're here to help the wholeness for the oneness to commence.
We're here to help the wholeness for the oneness to commence. Big facts.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes out. Let's thank you, dear art people. We're on to our next session. Much love and light.
Yo. And shout out to Carbon Nation. We fucking love y'all vibration.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, ja, ja.
I got a little brother. His name's Titus.
My project manager.
Got welcome. You.
Thank
dear
you.
Dear our people.
Dear our people, Troy. AKA Alabama. And we're sitting here today with Sketchy J. Holmes, AKA Jamal, also known as the big brother to Titus that you heard in the beginning just now.
And Faith, don't forget about Faith, little sister.
Nice. Yes. Faith in the building.
Yes, just turned 16.
Liddy.
And you can talk regular, it's going to pick up everything. You don't have to speak down to it. Dear our people is a... We're here with Mindset and Mahatma Starseed. But Dear Our People is a platform where we're speaking and interviewing our people. And not just black people or melanated people or white people or creative people. The people that's just tuned into our vibe.
Our human.
I human people. Mm-hmm. I like the human people that have a...
Raised?
That raised their vibration. I was going to say that have a special power, a superpower. And
we all have superpower.
Uh-huh. We all do. But
we
as
all have
everyone walks
off, everyone has a superpower like this. And then you see the people that use their powers like...
That's what it is. That's how you view the world. Oh man. That's why I love you already, Jamal. I want you to know that. It's just a chemical mix of individuals that allow us to have conversations. Every trinity is different. You ever been sitting back kicking it with somebody and like you've kicked it with them for quite a while, but then another individual come in and they start acting different?
Right. You already pick it up,
bro. And it's in our exchange, we get to hear different stories on how our world is. Mm. And when we're together a lot, it's like she said, Mahatma said it today. She was like, yeah, I don't get to hear you sing no more. I used to go to sleep to your lives out of hearing you sing. I'm like, you don't say anything. And I have a lot of social anxiety. So I'm like, I do that shit, I channel. So, but it's learning that. And that's the first time I said that out loud in front of a person.
Yeah.
So it's just in the midst of your energy and even you bringing your siblings into it, it allowed her to be like, yo, everyone got powers. But I like to see, I call myself Professor X and Magneto from the X-Men, yeah, because I like to see the people that are actively using their powers and they're not like this. No, no.
Yeah.
In the midst, because someone that has abilities like Jamal and to be able to walk out in Troy and just be like, yeah, I'm taking it slow. I'm. It's interesting to always see how their perspective is. And same with you. Mahatma is a very powerful person. That's why, I just found out one of her superpowers today.
What was that?
With talking to animals.
Yeah.
And feeling their sex energy. And I've been around her. We've been around each other nonstop since the end of June. So in the midst of that, I said all of it to say, what are three of your superpowers?
Ooh. Three of my superpowers.
Three of your superpowers.
Take a moment. Let ether set in.
Yo, and I wanted to bring it to the attention that I asked you that question at 333.
All right, so it's really on point. All right. Well, I think that, I control the pencil pretty good. So, I'll say with that type of manipulation.
Is it just the pencil?
Nah, really, it's just kind of all art basis. I kind of do a lot of, like you see, I do sculpture as well. You know, art guy. That's my first, I guess, power. I think my second power, I think it would have to be the ability to, three, I only got one, man.
Yeah, I know, because you're being humble.
You only got one that you're accepting.
Yeah, that's it. And it's the one that you're living in. That's the top layer one. And I'm going to add to that one, by the way.
I got
that's...
powers of hands. I only got one hand, I got one power.
See, no, right
hold
there.
Hold all the hand in my
that's
one.
That's all I need.
All the power in my hand.
That right there is an ability to take a moment of uncomfortability or discomfortability and turn it into a joke. You're a transmuter. You transmute energy very well, bro. I want you to know that.
I appreciate it. Maybe that's on there. I didn't know about that.
It's all good.
It's on
there. You can have that one. Cause I've seen it. I've seen you do it.
Three then, man. Third, man. People don't know this, man, but I play ping pong, man. I'm mean on the ping pong.
Like Forrest Gump me?
I'm my urban legend in Troy, man. You gotta ask about me, man.
Thank you for those superpowers, bro. It takes a ton of hand-eye coordination. It's like you see the future. You have to be several views. There's a lot of anticipation, so your awareness is through the roof. So I also want to let you know, drawing and having a mean stick game means you are able to pull the non-physical into the physical reality through your mediums.
I need to write that down and put that in my my resume.
Big facts. I bring the non-physical into this reality.
Exactly what I'm out here doing.
Identifying the dimension.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
Dimensional space.
Dimensional identification. New power. So in the midst of those, why ping pong though?
Honestly, it was in my dorm room. That was kind of, this was before Facebook really jumped off real big, you know? And then, man, we just up all night, all guys playing ping pong, man.
Going in.
Right, and I always got something to prove, man. I can never be on the bottom of it. So there'd be times where I probably got way more serious than everybody else. Uh-huh. That's just kind of how I got it, man. So.
Why is that? You said you always got something to prove. And I share that because it's a lot of people, even when I share with you, I look normal. I don't look normal. Mm-hmm. Or in the midst of it,
you look refined?
Walking into my prophetness. We're prophets. Mm-hmm. We're prophets. We're messengers. In the midst of proving that to people, I've been going hard for the past 3 years, bro. So it's that level of something to prove, it can engulf you.
Right, yeah. Your ego can get way out of hand with it. But honestly, I just, for myself, it's, I just enjoy it, man. I enjoy seeing the faces on people when I either surprise them or show them up. Or just for myself, man. A lot of times I put myself in situations where I don't know if I'm, get out of it. Or if I'm going to do it great, but I still give myself that chance to achieve it. And a lot of times, you know, I either surprise myself or I flop. So, but like at least, you know, I can bounce back. I always kind of bounce back no matter where I am.
Resilience.
Yeah.
That's another superpower, by the way. Yo, you're going to have a whole list of superpowers. Live, look, and then you can come back and tune into Dear Our People. That's exclusively on, we're going to get them put on to EM Healing as well, but they're exclusively on the Mindset, hashtag Mindset _ Detox TV podcast. That's found on Apple Music, Google, Spotify. You can definitely, I'll make sure you get the link once this is complete.
Dude.
But in the midst of that, how old are you, bro?
Man, I am 31.
31 years young. 31. 31 and 4.
31. I remember being 31.
And what were you doing at 31?
How old are you, man?
We're both 36.
36, all right.
Yeah, yeah. And I want you to know, like, the interviews, this is just it's a dialogue.
It's a mastermind.
This is a mastermind. So I say interview just because.
That's the 3D way of explaining, yeah. I want to talk to you.
Big fat. Yo, finishing my sentences now? I told you, we walked into a portal.
I was about to say, how'd y'all meet? What's y'all story, man?
In the ether.
We definitely met in the ether. Wow, and I share this because I'm a social media. I'm gonna share some of my powers.
I'm a sorcerer.
I'm a social media sorcerer. I said that I'm.
My energy knew that.
Yes. But I just a quick backstory. Like, I've been on this tour for like the past 6 or 7 years,
okay.
And I said it's a tour because it's like I started off in my city, doing motivational speaking, going to schools. Learning how to be an entrepreneur. I was in my second marriage. I was going through my spirit walk of Christianity, learning about Jesus and learning how to open my heart.
Mm.
And it really put me in a position to want more for life. I had just found out about the law of attraction, and I wanted to start utilizing my ability to manifest. So I started to manifest the divine females that I wanted into my world because I love women. I do, and the reason I love women, being in a male body, I am definitely in touch with my feminine aspect, and I love strong women. I love strong, masculine women that understand that they're both man and female, or masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a slew of manifesting females into my world. So I went from 4 children to 6 children. And in the midst of going through that, my last child's mom and I, we charged up and we manifested Mahatma into our reality. Was it last November? We had just did the video on polyamorous and polygamy.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had like a 2-hour video that we did with another guy. I don't even know if you knew about that. But me and my partner.
This news to me.
Me and Trinity. Shout out to Trinity. Shout out to baby Trinity. We were in the midst of learning how to solidify my villages that I've created with my children's moms. Because at the time I had 6 children by 5 different women. 6.
Keeping up.
Yeah, yeah. So in the midst of that, we interviewed Mahatma on to our podcast. And she interviewed us. And
we went live.
And we definitely went live. So the energy, the Trinity was lit. Me and Trinity were pregnant at the time, and we were trying to step into that. So the moment Trinity got pregnant, the tour shifted, and it cleared up a lot of space for my thought process, and Mahatma popped in, and we actually started having accountability sessions. In those accountability sessions, we would sit back and meditate and mastermind for at least 3 to 4 hours a day.
Then we say mastermind, what is that?
So mastermind, you want to answer?
I would love to.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, you're good.
Thank you.
No, Mahatma's saying I'm talking too much. Yeah. Appreciate it, you all.
I'll stay on the wall, man.
Hey, no, bro, you in here, bro. You in here. I appreciate it. You're my backup, bro.
So basically, our mastermind sessions are really, really similar to what we're doing right now, you know, bringing up the experiences that we have, unfolding them to meet the reality of the experience and being able to create a forward moving action out of it.
Big facts. So, because at that time,
So it would consist of card readings, because the cards, because especially for me, everyone know, a lot of people do card readings. There's people that are really, really great. But me specifically, I know that I do energy card readings because I pull the energy from the air. So it's from the current now moment. A lot of other people like to do card readings and they're like past
lives. That's one of her superpowers, by the way.
And stuff like that. So I pull the energy of this current moment, like everything that you're embodying right now, that's on the forefront. So we would pull cards every day. We would mastermind on them, whether before or after. And I would always end it every session with a meditation, whether it be anywhere from 2 minutes to 5 minutes to 30 minutes.
Yeah. You should probably definitely meditate a lot more.
Bruh, you don't meditate? You harnessing all this energy?
We did it so much to the point to where, like, I had already been incorporating meditation into my life because I was already starting to practice it and already working on toning, understanding chanting mantras. But to have someone that was also just as interested in it and already practicing it and utilizing it as a tool to get you on the path that you are in need of vibrating to.
Big facts.
It created the habit for me to, like, I'm not going more than a day without meditating because it definitely helps me to stay in my state of mind. No one else's state of mind but mine.
I tell people meditation saved my life, and I'm glad to hear that's what I brought to the table. Because, like I said, I was in this flow of getting my mind.
I keep telling you, but you ain't listening.
Listening to so many other learning.
That's because you learn to slow down.
Big facts, because I have a lot of thoughts that go through my head, and that at one point
we had a lot of shit to transmute. Like, we went in on those first couple of months before we actually met in person.
Big facts, and just to add to your mastermind, great definition of mastermind, it's just when two or more combine in a harmonious manner, a third mind is created. In that third mind, we can pull from the ether, and everything is there. So it's like when you have three of them, that's completing the Trinity. So it's already three consciousness, and if you can get them on the flow, you can create 369, which is creation.
We're already a Trinity within ourselves, me, myself, and I.
Right.
And we're already having a conversation with me, myself, and I. Mm. Always.
Always.
It needs to be in alignment. Me, myself, and I could be body, mind, and spirit. That's the connection. Me, myself, and I, body, mind, and spirit. I am talking to the consciousness. You is the body. And myself is my reflection, like myself. You know, so it's understanding that you are talking to yourself.
Big facts.
And that's why you say, I love myself.
All the time.
I love myself. And I love you too. That's why that's bubbling out.
Because it has to.
And I love you too because it's this. And when we say that to other people, we're acknowledging the you and you, but you're really just acknowledging the me and me.
I only compliment people on things that I like about myself. Like, that's it.
Exactly.
Like, and in the midst of that, that's a great point and a great observation to bring it full circle because like we talked about in the beginning, just slowing down. When you slow down, right? And what did you get to see more of? Because I know when we take our walks, I get to hear birds. We got to listen to a squirrel talk today. You know how squirrels talk?
How they talk?
Yeah.
That's how they talk.
So, like, in your slow down moments in your lifetime, what have you gotten to see? That was a great description, by the way.
Thank you.
Man, I've seen so much, man. Man, I remember this one time that I was walking, and I kid you not, I don't know if it was like, it was something that was crawling in the grass, and I can tell it was like a rodent type thing. Could have been like a little head, chipmunks. Yeah, it could have been something like that.
Chipmunks are dope, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been seeing a lot of them.
As dope as they are, this hawk swooped down and just jumped on it. Yeah, and
my Lanta!
It just kept going, and I was like,
yo, that's
how it happens.
Bro, you got to see the circle of life.
I saw it. I was
Like,
man.
The circle of life.
It's a bad day to be a chipmunk. As
I right, he transmutes onto another one. He becomes someone's dinner. But now that chipmunk is immortalized on our podcast in your story.
Right. Much love and
light. Yeah.
I brought new life to the boy.
But yo, you did. Like, RIP, homie. But it's those moments. I'm glad that, like, because slowing down does allow you to see. Allows you to see not just with your eyes. Mm. You get a sense of feeling. Yeah. Feeling your surroundings, feeling the environments.
And you learn to put space. Because if I gotta be somewhere at 3 o'clock and I gotta walk, it take me 20 minutes. I gotta be super ready. So you can't plan too much in your day either. You gotta plan to walk.
I will say on a maybe on a more sadder note though, one thing I did notice while walking is like kind of the you know, elderly and people with mental illnesses. You know, you see them, and over the years, you know, I kind of noticed them as you see them get older, and you see their trials kind of weigh on them. And a lot of times, you know, you see people die. And I know lately, it's been a few people around Troy that,
transition.
Right, and you kind of see, you see how their bodies kind of break down, and walking and slowing down, you know, it also gives you that aspect, and, that's something that we should, you know, should always see, because, you know, I feel like media and the government is already kind of trying to, you know, desensitize us to, you know, other shit, but like the real thing that they don't want us to see is just humanity break down in front of them.
Big facts. Humanity is going through a huge transition, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Because in the mastermind, that's what we do. We transmute the energy that we see. And we said this in the beginning of this live. It's nothing is bad or good. It's just positive and negative.
Yeah.
I talk about meditation, and I encourage you to meditate at least two to five minutes a day, bro. We got some meditations that you could listen to, some sound healings, because with all of this energy that you're harnessing and this attention to the world that you're giving, like, somebody has to fill you back up. Mm-hmm. And in that filling back up, one, you already meditate when you do this.
Yeah.
Now, what I haven't seen you do is take some intentional breaths while you're in there. Yo, you've been focused.
Yeah, and, you gotta get locked sometimes.
It be in that.
Gotta breathe.
But just understanding.
Feel the diaphragm.
I definitely went through a process of really getting to see who our people is. I'm a mental health advocate. Mahatma is recovering from a concussion that took her out for all of 2019. And, like, I've lost a lot of family and friends. I'm a grief counselor. Like I said, I'm a prophet. So my sister just transitioned. Shout out to Tanisha. She just transitioned, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Time has been going fast. And in that, like, being there to, one, recognize the people that are around, and then also taking their moments into and immortalizing them through talking, telling stories, or creating songs or murals. And even what you're saying, what's going on with the government, it's not just the government, it's the world. We're going to a time where old ways are no longer acceptable. We have to become more heart-centered. We have to have more. Like, you inviting us into your house, I say Alabama is amazing because you're the second person that's invited us into their home or into their space. Including Ty, third. Like, Ty was like, look, y'all here, bro. Y'all could just stay.
Come out there.
Behind walls. Found us.
That's what's up. I see. I thought y'all was like family or something.
They are family.
Okay.
He's my family through association.
Okay, still good. Yeah. He's a good guy. I like him. I like him. We hang out.
Yeah, definitely.
Small world, man.
Very, very small world. And just in the midst of that. And then we got, like I said, today we were walking. Like you said, just walking, intentional walks. Now that you got a car, do you take any intentional walks?
Yeah, I still. And I mean, I walk my dog twice a day, no matter what I do.
Good.
Because my days get kind of long, but I still, you know, I get out there and walk.
So days get long. Is art your full time profession?
Nah, man. You know, I live two lives. in the daytime,
love the superpower.
Right, in the daytime, it's like Clark Kent and Superman. Like,
hey.
In the daytime, I wash cars. You know.
Okay, nice.
Esprit Car Wash, downtown Troy. And
plug.
I mean, right, get your car washed. But man, yeah, I've been keeping that down. And at first, you know, it was just a kind of gig to get by. But lately, you know, I've kind of figured out the history of the joint. And man, as far as like black-owned businesses in the area, man, Jeff Knox, he's held down that car wash about 30 years now.
That's lit. In Alabama.
In Alabama. Even during the, you know, pandemic, you know, we still got cars coming. That's nice. Only because, you know, he's been making connections with people over the years, man.
That's what's up.
It's really something that people need to learn.
Local business.
Yeah, to kind of keep up and also, you know, do their own little gig, man. So, but, yeah, I wash cars, and then kind of on Sundays and weekends, I do other gigs with artwork and, you know.
Nice.
I do other cars on the side. I just kind of, I'm an all-time, people like call me all-time hustler. I just kind of like, you know, I do all types of things just to get to the next stage, man. And so far it's been working. I like the pace that I'm going because, you know, you put too much on your plate, and then, you know, it all, it's easy to kind of get overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And I that is huge, the fact that you are an all-time hustler. And this leads me into my next question. And that question is, because you are leading two lives right now in hustling, what would be your overall, like, perfect, not career, but perfect lifestyle?
Life stream
that will be able to help all those things that you have affinities for. Like, once you started talking about the elderly, once you started talking about the government, I felt that. So what would be your ultimate life stream? Not to be the ultimate life you live, but the life that you live that actually had purpose of helping, that you could do it 24/7.
Bro, my biggest thing would probably, I've always kind of wanted to do it, but just travel different areas and do community builders, you know, where like everybody comes together and it's funded by the city, but you know everybody come in and do like, you know, a project where it's a sculpture piece or it's a, you know, a mural or something that's like, you know, even you know, getting up the local artists in that area and make sure that they have a contribution. But it's something that kind of brings, you know, all races together, something that it's an activity that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how much money you make. Doesn't matter, you know, what school you go to or what clothes you wear. It's something that, you know, for the day, it could be, you know, drinks, you know, water balloons and paints and just something that's creative that's going to leave a mark for the future. You know, something that's going to be around long after those kids grow up. So I just want to kind of either countries or cities, schools, towns. I think that'll be like the top.
That sounds amazing.
Definitely. That's kind of where I want to be at.
It definitely sounds amazing.
It definitely is, and like I said,
the procurement specialist for artistry per community.
Because it's about putting people on, man. I don't want to go someplace, you know, and then, you know, get a lot of money. You know, I get paid for it and I dip out. But like, it's just something that, you know,
engage the town, as
right?
Well.
And then teach them a little bit, show them how they can get it up, show them how they can, like, I just like, I'm just the person with one arm that did it, so you can do it for sure.
For sure, bro. Like, that is, yo. You see how smooth he said that?
He's not like me, like, my nigga. You can do this.
Easy.
He sound like you, minus some sass. Minus Puerto Rican and Haitian. Like, I be telling her sass be hitting niggas before the words.
Puerto Rican, Haitian, what you want me to do?
Have a thick ass skin, my nigga. So, thanks again for chopping it up with us in regards to, I'm going to end it out with one more piece, just a free flow, religion is for those that are scared of hell, spirituality is for those that do it well, so I think it goes with this, this dear our people, this was a good one.
Yeah. Aren't they all?
This is our first one. No, this is our second one with the person. In the interview, because we interviewed Will. So, tell our audience how they can catch up with you again on Instagram.
It's Sketchy J Holmes, aka Jamal Holmes, man. You can look me up on Facebook. Facebook under Antonio Jamal. And spell that Jamal with J-A-M-A-L-L, two L's.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to look you up on Facebook, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in the midst of that, your dream job sounds like what we're doing. And the fact that we connected, won't be the last time.
I know, man.
The world needs more youths, and the world needs more creative outlets for our communities. Over the next 6 months to 5 years, there will be opportunities for people like us to provide those solutions. So definitely... what you're manifesting, draw and create that. Write that into your existence. See yourself doing it. Because like you just drew our trinity, and it's this look like a trinity of the elders. And the bird's nest has like the birth of...
There's many faces.
Bro. It is. And yeah, but definitely, man. You definitely inspired... you've created some outlets. We've learned some things about each other. That's the biggest thing, to be able to learn.
What did you learn about me?
I learned about you. I told you that you, one, can talk to dogs and animals. I also learned that when you tap into another creative model, like the chemistry creates that 369. Mm-hmm. And this is why I think that a lot of guys, they have to like peacock. I'm usually a peacocker. Like I'm always peacocking. and I'm learning I don't always have to peacock. Mm-hmm. Because it's like when you don't, it creates a flow where I can get more dialogue out of you. Not just you, but whoever we're engaging with. So learning that today was huge. Like I sat back couple times and said, shut the fuck up, Elijah. Shut the fuck up. I said, y'all didn't hear me say it, but I had to say it. Yo, it definitely happened. So, and I learned that you don't mind threesomes with dogs. Because you've already been with me still as a child.
It really wore him out. So he hadn't heard anything from him.
He took all his sauce. Took it.
Give me that.
Yes. So, on that note, I'm going, if y'all can see this through the words, man, this tree of Trinity is amazing, and like I said, I like this form of art, because this is my form of art, this whole, the abstract aspect, which I've learned two of three new styles, but look, how did you like the first, the flow, by the way?
Hey, man, I really did. That's what it kind of got me going, man. I like the energy off of it. I just kept going, and I don't even think I even knew this was even coming. I just did it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You captured it very well, bro. And that's a talent in itself, to sit back and to handle all of the energies that we just brought in. And Mahatma, it's time. She's about to cook some dope ass food. Like, yo, I've been eating plant-based food. Oh, oh my fucking God. Hey. You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. I only care about texture and it tastes good. I don't care what it's made from. And then I told you about the avocados.
Yeah.
But, like, learning that...
We love avocados.
Healthy food makes your body feel good.
Yeah.
After you eat it. Like, yeah, unhealthy food may make your body feel good.
It tastes good.
Just those couple of seconds... that you ingesting, because it don't even make you feel good afterwards.
No, you can definitely tell the difference, I'm telling you.
So are you vegan?
No, but I am health conscious at times. Yes. My parents are actually Eric and Carlina Barker, they do it pretty good. Yeah, they're vegetarian, and I don't think they're all the way vegan, but they do, you know, some vegan things. They make their own, like... Oh, man, they make all types of stuff. They do egg substitutes. They do different... you have to just look them up, too, sometimes. I can't tell you everything.
Share them again?
Eric and Carlina Barker.
There you go.
Look them up on Facebook. They do it.
Yo, you are true to what you say. Because, one, you plugged your siblings. You plugged your place of work. You plugged us into our own dear our people. And that alone is a dope skill and ability, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm going to end this out with this poem. Poem Free Flow. I didn't do my headstand. said, I, Father, Mother, Son, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as above and so below, the macro and the micro. They said religion is for those that scared of hell, spirituality for those that do it well. I frequently visit myself in my crystal palace. I be meditating just to elevate my health. I look in the mirror. I said that I am enough. I am the seat of the soul, and my heart is made of gold, and my spirit's in control. We understand that one door closes, it opens another obstacle, another opportunity. What has gotten into me? Nothing is my enemy. No enemy within, the enemy outside do me no harm. Cause I believe in God. Cause I believe in God and superheroes like Voltron. Superheroes like Avengers and Iron Man. That all spark got me tuned into that higher man. H-I-M. Her Imperial Majesty. Him? I know that you feeling we. You feeling our energy. You feeling our frequency. You lost in the soul, so you frequently seeing we. We is I is three. Why lie or try to calm the tree or calm the storm before it comes? You understand the battle is won. His only begotten son was left here. That Christ crystallis is in my left ear. Right brain connected. Insane but neglected. Insane but neglected. Our melanin made us royalty. Actions made us kings and queens. But opportunity opened up all the dreams. So continuously build out your team. Together everyone achieves more. Understanding what's in store. Peace, positive energy. Activating cellular evolution. The cellular evolution is upon us. No revolution, it won't be televised. Just be socialized. Cause Snapchat and TikTok and YouTube is this. The new media exists in the palm of your wrist or in your hand. Understanding that man looking right at you in the mirror is not a white man or a black man or a yellow man, it's that Hugh man. So Roy G. Biv, over the rainbow, I gotta do this for my kids. Legacy over currency, currently I'm focused on prophecies. Cause we profit so properly off of our prophecies. This shit is like Monopoly. I said it, Roy G. Biv, that's red, that's orange, that's yellow and green, blue, indigo, violet, we understand our team. Our chakras is all aligned, tuned into the divine. Understanding the time is non-existence is now. That only ever exists 24 hours in a day, 2 and 4 is 6. That's harmony and family. But that 24 hours is 1,440 minutes. Oh my God, 4 and 4 is 8. Plus 1 is 9. 9 is new beginnings and new time. I'm just losing my flip and my mold, just like Busta Rhymes. Many blessings. Talented 10th, it's your time. Cha. To the Million Man March on the 28th, just to let y'all know, in D.C., we will be out there with our baller bands, our shirt. Mahatma will be out there with her...
my flute and my megaphone.
Hey, and the megaphone. Ooh, we haven't used the megaphone yet. You got anything to say before we go?
Thank you, dear art people. Remember, meditation saves lives.
Cha.
It's your new mask.
Rising rituals where Mahatma Starseed and set a whole lot mindset, mastermind, meditate, and manifest their reality. Demystify awareness.
Rising rituals for the sound of mind. To bring clarity, prosperity, and truth through our ancestors and our spirit guides. Thank you for allowing these moments to help us unfold.
Should. We spoke a lot to them. A lot. In on their ass. What the fuck, bro? Give me some guidance.
They don't play.
I don't play. Yo, that's what Tim told me this morning. Everyone that gives credit to them over giving credit to ourselves first is
so, you
so
just,
lost.
You just said the same thing. You already gave credit to yourself.
No. I just, yes. Balance. I was just saying that everyone acts like the ancestors are in charge. They can't do nothing without us.
Who said that they were in charge?
Tim said they were in charge. And those are always excuses to fall back to someone that's put a scapegoat on. So,
you know that difference.
It's getting the best of me.
So I pulled the Chakra Wisdom Oracle deck out. And I'm going to read from the cards that first flipped over. I put these cards behind the vanity. Put these cards behind the creation. And this is for enlightenment. So to clear your vanity chakra, and to balance forgiveness, prayer. And to walk through your creation, you need to identify trickery, confusion, and your quest.
Yup. You know how many tricks there's around us? No, I said, do you know how many? I can point them fuckers out.
I just said everybody.
Everybody can be.
Yes, everybody plays their part.
So everybody can be a trickster, or they can be a piece that makes it better. Let me get the fly swatter.
No.
The fly likes our energy. Just like a dog would like our energy, or a bee, or and or good job. Mm-hmm. Clarity. Oh, clarity.
So I'm going to read from the yellow enlightenment. The opportunity to make an enlightened decision is inherent in Topaz. A journey of true destiny is the vibrational energy here. Regal gold and earthy brown mix to create something spectacular. Your experience will guide others. The legend. If I seek peace, I must embrace my fears. The legend of Topaz is a renowned spiritual teacher. People travel to hear his wisdom. He is journeying up a mountain to seek private counsel with the gray servant when a young boy stops him. The boy asks, "If enlightenment is to be found in my mind, how do I get there?" The moment before he disappears into the mist, Topaz replies, "Through your fears." The inspiration here, at this time in your journey, is more important than your destination. Remember, if you face your fear, you will grow stronger. Relief awaits. Ask yourself, my thoughts always drive my choices. How can I use my thoughts to heal myself? key ideas are path to enlightenment. The reluctant sage, taking time alone to connect, trusting your intuition, needing solitude, and time of reflection. The key words are support, courage, and confidence. It's a meditation. Would you like to partake in it?
Absolutely. You said this is meditation, right?
Yes. Write down three fears, then close your eyes. Imagine these fears staying with you always. Then imagine them. Then imagine them one by one, walking in faith alongside you. Stride through the garden of fear. Allow them to stay behind. What is more painful, keeping your fears or releasing them? The choice is yours.
So our fears of abandonment. My faith is the faith that the ancestors will never leave our side. My fear is fear of lost love. My children will always love me until the day they die. And my fear of success. Fuck the world and how they look at my success. And those that don't want it. Like I just want to enjoy. I'm already successful. I'm already famous. So it's faith. That was my meditation while you were speaking. Yo, this is so dope doing it without weed, yo.
I fear the lack of my voice being heard. So I stand in my faith that the volume of those that will hear it will hear it. The volume is as loud as it needs to be for those that need to hear it. So I'm gonna go.
You only got one fear?
It's my only fear. I've let go of a lot of fears. I had to let go of fear of my children being able to make it on their own. And I learned that they are in the hands of God, so I know that they are just as protected as I am. So I walk with that now. I also had a fear of how my family saw me. I had to let that go. So I just keep walking in my journey. Knowing that it's my world that I create. And everything that's meant for me will come to me. And everything that's not meant for me will stay away.
What's today?
The 25th.
Gravity. So the next card is the blue chakra, the throat. The card that came out is vanity. Aqua people. The tenacious balance between what is true in our heart and what we communicate is reflected in aqua. Are you living and communicating in your truth, or just playing along? This may be a time of awakening to a new way of being. Be aware of distractions that will pull you away from the true you. I need more, better, bigger. Yes, that will make me okay. The legend. Crystal, Peter, and Mike are at the party in Mike's posh home, toasting success in their home. A mysterious old man appears and asks them whether they prefer gluttony or generosity. Puzzled, none of them answers. He reminds them that more does not mean better, and they laugh. Suddenly, they are alone, far from the party, in rising water. "We're getting more," cries Peter. Rain falls and the water rises faster. "Play," shouts Crystal. "We must do well with what we have." As they begin to have fun in the water, the rain stops. The inspiration here. We all say that we will stop when we have enough, but there's never enough. You may be looking outside yourself for validation. Ask yourself, am I feeling disconnected from any people in my life? Yeah. Am I growing away from limiting relationships? The key ideas: environmental tension, living in illusion, self-doubt, power to change, lesser companions, empty conversations. The key words are faith, awareness, and transformation. There's a short meditation.
Yes.
Visualize an aqua light within you. Imagine people you love surrounding you. Feel the light building and spilling onto your loved ones. Send gratitude to those those you love and those you have yet to meet. Bless them all. Notice the energy and any messages that you receive.
So happy and grateful now. No need to be hateful now. I'm so happy and grateful now. No need to be hateful now. Love to the children, love to the family.
So I'm gonna read the balance, which is our third eye. Are you okay?
Release it.
Emancipated periwinkle. This card may indicate a reluctancy to change. You may be hesitating because of the past, but that doesn't mean you should be nasty or hasty. Weigh all sides before moving forward. This could mean the start of a relationship proceeding forward. The legend. I must create before the opportunity disappears. Periwinkle is a small town theater actor with big time talent. An agent arrives in town and is quite impressed with young Periwinkle. She offers him a contract and he drops everything at once that once mattered to him to be available for fame. Feeling sure that his big break is coming, he alienates his loved ones. He signs a contract with the agency, but there are no jobs. He's told he must wait for the right one. He learns that waiting for a dream is not as powerful as living in a loving reality. The inspiration. Running towards something may chase it away. Be aware of being deceived by your own desires. Ask yourself, focus. I take me with me wherever I go. Is there a part of my life that that I may be out of alignment with who I am? The key ideas, chasing illusions, health matters, compulsive behavior, dietary imbalance, being results oriented, self-neglect, honoring values. The words, assistance, courtesy, and support. The meditation, Journey with Periwinkle. He tells you of all the work he had to do to repair his past mistakes. He says, we will all end up in the same place, so enjoy the journey. Sit with him. You will know when it is time to come back. Forgiveness. Rhonda Rhino from Amethyst. Amethyst protects us from toxic situations. This card indicates healing and allowing yourself to return to the natural state of peace once again. Remember, we never forgive others. We only forgive ourselves for loving others who betrayed us. This is the time of personal evolution.
Never forgive others. Forgive ourselves for loving others too long.
We never forgive others, only ourselves for having judged them. The legend. In the town of Amethyst lives Rhonda Rhino. She doesn't take her mother's drinking problem personally, but she dreams of becoming a beloved family pet. One day, gunfire rings out. Rhino scatter and a small human child is caught up in the chaos. Rhonda picks him up and runs to safety. Humans discover the pair curled up asleep under a tree, and they shoot Rhonda with a sleeping dart. When she awakens, she's in the garden with a little boy and his family. Rhonda's new family. The inspiration here, Rhonda's true essence lies in not harboring resentment. She transcends forgiveness because her focus is on her intention and not on her pain. The personal injury here, this may be a time of family healing. Can I forgive myself for loving people who hurt me? Key ideas are wishes fulfilled, holding onto dreams. Past wounding. Keywords, belonging, self-forgiveness, and fulfillment. Meditation. Take a deep breath. Exhale all that does not serve you. Bring forward someone you are struggling to forgive. See them as a small child. Allow them to reach out to you. Notice your reaction to them. Which deserves your energy? Holding on to your dream or holding on to resentment?
this is how we remove the vanity. And then prayer is the last one for the vanity. Cool Lemonade. Inquiry and original thoughts are inspired by the angels in Lemon Yellow. Cut through and face the truth and surrender to a higher calling. This is a collaboration here and a willingness to change one's mind. Try letting go of control. My prayers are answered. The legend. An old man sits on his porch with his grandson, sipping lemonade and reminiscing. He wanted to be a traveling preacher. He'd been all set to leave home, but his father reminded him to pray for guidance. That very night, his father died, and the man realized that spirit was telling him to stay. Now his grandson appreciates the lemonade, and the old man smiles. He never regretted staying on the farm. The inspiration here. Cool lemonade is a reminder that there is always a plan. If you are sidetracked from your path, then you will be guided back to your true calling. Remind yourself, if my most powerful thoughts are a form of prayer, how can I live in active prayer? Key ideas. All prayers are answered. Following where life leads. Being of service. Fulfillment. The words, the key words are clarity, destiny, and authenticity. Meditation. Knowing that you cannot take everything with you when you leave this earth. That thoughts create your world. Think now of the things that make you happy. Having all that you desire begins with taking what you need at the right time. Trust that you will be offered the best. Whether or not you take what is offered is entirely up to you. It's a great message for our vanity.
Okay.
For that. Now I need to do this.